more time. I'm praying to God right now that these lines are working. Yeah. Joining us from DC is a radio host for ESPN 980. He's actually the co-host of DMV Game Time, which airs weekdays from 7 to 10 p.m. We got Tim Murray. Tim, can you hear us?
I got you guys.
Thank you, guys. Yes. Woo! Yes. It is a great, great day. Thank God. All right. How was your day been, man, so far?
It's another day in radio. Waking up at 4:30, coming in to do a morning show, taking a nap, getting back to the studio to get ready for some updates, and we got a little baseball game in town, or not in our town, but a little baseball game this afternoon. So another good day, busy day, and getting rolling, man.
Right, and it must feel so much better when, like, all the DC sports teams right now are on a really on a nice little positive high right now. You got the Redskins winning last weekend, won their third straight. You got John Wall coming back from his injury in the preseason game. You got the Nationals one game away from finally winning a playoff series, and so it must be that much more joyful to do radio here in the DMV when all the teams are doing well.
Yeah, it's good. It's interesting. You can look at it one way or the other. If things aren't going well, there's always more storylines to talk about.
That's true.
It kind of made for an interesting summer when it came to the Redskins, because there wasn't a whole lot of storylines because they were coming off a playoff year. There wasn't much drama going on, so it made it a little more difficult on creativity for us. You know, trying to make up creative storylines to try to get the phone lines going to get people, you know, fired up on Twitter. But that being said, as a DC native, this has been very enjoyable for me, and yeah, hoping and crossing my fingers that the Nats are able to get it done tonight. No DC sports team has been to a league championship in 18 years, which is hard to believe. Wow. That any city with four sports teams could have a drought for that long, but it's been painful.
Yeah.
The Capitals, obviously, through their postseason woes, the Wizards last year with the disappointment. So
right.
The Nats have been this area's best opportunity. I guess the Caps as well. I mean, they were the best team of the regular season this past year. So, but to your initial point, it is a lot more fun to talk about when you've got four competitive teams in the professional ranks.
Absolutely.
And absolutely. Now, let's focus on the Washington Redskins. So we saw in the beginning of the year, they started 0-2. It was a horrible game, Monday Night Football against the Pittsburgh Steelers. They go 0-2, and then that magical game in New York, they win that game, and they whip off three straight wins. So can you just tell me, what do you think has changed in that locker room to going from an 0-2 start and then the mentality of going straight winning?
I think it's a team that doesn't quit. The defense has certainly been under a microscope for the year. And the defense, I wouldn't say it's not great. You wouldn't fool anyone and say this is a great defense. They're still one of the worst defenses in the NFL in run defense and yards per carry. But this is an opportunistic type of defense. They've been forcing turnovers in the second half. In the three wins that you mentioned, they have not allowed a second-half touchdown. So there seems to be a toughness to this team. This offense is just kind of finding its way. It is extremely talented. The run game needs to get better. But you've got a good quarterback in Kirk Cousins who can get it out to his playmakers. Jordan Reed, in my mind, is the best pass-catching tight end in the league. You've got DeSean Jackson who can stretch the field, Pierre Garçon, Jamison Crowder. I mean, you need things to go your way, and they've had, some fortunate breaks and, a game in Baltimore where it felt like the Ravens kind of gave that game away, but the Redskins were able to make the big plays. They made a couple plays on special teams, Jamison Crowder's punt return for a touchdown, another long kickoff return. You get some fortunate breaks with the C.J. Mosley interception that ended up being a touchback for the Redskins. So everything's kind of gelling or working out for now for the Redskins these past couple of weeks. But you just look at the makeup of this team, and as fans, we got down and we were worried and questioning everything when they started 0-2. But it just feels like they never really questioned themselves, and there does seem to be a toughness in that locker room and a willingness to overcome any adversity.
I agree with you, Tim. I like what the Redskins have been doing, coming back from 0-2, winning three straight. But I got to look at, you know, the competition and how they've been winning these games. And you touched on it, on the point that I wanted to bring up. And, you know, in the Ravens game, they got a couple good breaks, as you mentioned, with that Mosley interception that should have been a return for a touchdown, turned into a touchback. That could have been the game right there. And then you look at the week prior against Cleveland and that weird situation with the refs when there was a fumble and the Cleveland players seemed to have it, but they gave the Redskins the ball, and that seemed to have shifted the game completely, and the momentum went on the Redskins' side. So the Redskins have caught a couple breaks that they haven't had in years past, and although they were able to win those games, I kind of look at the competition. We look at Cleveland. We know how they are. They're bottom feeders. You know, with the Baltimore Ravens, all their games have been close, a well-coached team with John Harbaugh and Joe Flacco. But do you think that the momentum they've gained from these last three games will prolong them into the latter stages of their schedule as the competition gets tougher? I mean, we look at the next few weeks. They got Philadelphia next week, and then you got at the Lions, who have looked pretty good at 3-2, and then you got the Bengals, and then the Vikings, who are undefeated, and the Packers, and then you got at the Cowboys. So, what do you think about the Redskins, like, moving forward and like how they've won these games?
You know, it's an interesting question. I think when you look at competition in the NFL, I kind of think it's overrated. That was a Giants team that was undefeated when they played them. They have not played well since, but is that because of the Redskins' win? Did Josh Norman get in the head of Odell Beckham? Did he lead to what has been just a bleep show going on in New York? Winning in Baltimore is never easy, and that was a 3-0 team that is now 3-2 that I certainly think could be a factor in the AFC North this year. Cleveland is what it is, but you look at the numbers, they're still one of the best rushing teams in the league, no matter who they played. So winning the NFL is not easy, and especially winning two games on the road. So you can look at it one way or the other. They played Detroit, and you said, you know, Detroit's looked good, but if you take away their Philadelphia game, have they really looked that good? Detroit has kind of found ways to lose games. Cincinnati was down 28-0 to the Cowboys this past weekend. So you can really nitpick every team in the league, and this is a week-by-week league and a very unpredictable league. This is the most unpredictable sports league there is. Look at the Carolina Panthers. They're 1-4. I mean, that was a team that went 15-1 last year, went to the Super Bowl, and now they're sitting at 1-4 and hoping that they can become, you know, one of the 6% of teams that start a season 1-4 to make the playoffs. So I know that was a criticism on Kirk Cousins. You know, he hadn't beat a team with a winning record.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now he has done it twice, both those games coming on the road. So in the NFL, it's not college football. It's not, you know, getting style points. You don't need to go to Rutgers and win 78-0 in the NFL. You just need to get a win. And this division is looking to be is much more difficult than anticipated. So it's going to be an interesting ride. You said about fortunate they got wins in those games, and you can absolutely argue that. But you can argue that they were unlucky against the Cowboys. You know, the defense couldn't make a stop. You throw an interception in the red zone, just couldn't convert in the red zone. So you can really look at it one way or the other, and the margin of error in the NFL is so razor thin that if you do make those mistakes like they did in the Dallas game, like they did in the Pittsburgh game, then where are you? So I understand your point, and the schedule doesn't look easy, but the Cincinnati game maybe looks a little more easier, if you want to look at it that way, than it did at the beginning of the year. The Carolina game, the Arizona game, you know, these games are not looking as daunting maybe as they were to start the year. Yeah, the Minnesota game looks more difficult now. So it's a week-by-week league, and it's really difficult to play the win-loss game even now. So the Redskins are thrilled to be 3-2. I think this team is far from perfect. I don't think anyone in Ashburn would say this team is perfect. But to be 3-2 when they were 2-3 at this point last year, I think they're okay with it.